Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast. I'm Stephanie Laska, best-selling author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, professor of sociology. We believe there are many paths, often unconventional, to achieve your goals. But we get stuck thinking we have to follow experts and fixed set of rules.
Well, as the leader of the Dirty Lazy Keto Facebook support group with over 200,000 members, I see people are hungry for a fresh approach, not just for weight loss, but to help live their very best life. Season 2 of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast will provide lifestyle advice, lots of fun support, and practical tips to help you at home. Because you know what? You don't have to be perfect to be successful. Join us.
Being in midlife, Stephanie, I have struggled to come to terms with the fact that I'm aging. I mean, I look in the mirror and I'm like, ooh, there's another wrinkle and the gray hair. Like, okay, it's pink now, but the gray's already starting to poke through. And it's hard not to, you know, feel bad about your aging body. I know as a sociologist, you know, we do all kinds of research on the impact of social media, and seeing beauty is always portrayed as super young is hard. It does take its toll on us. So I want to try to embrace, you know, older age and not feel miserable, and try not to live up to a standard that's, you know, unrealistic. So I'm hoping we can talk about this today, Stephanie, and feel good about aging.
Well, there's got to be a way, Tamara, that we can start to feel younger without spending money, you know, without putting beauty products or needles or facelifts or any of that garbage, right?
Yeah.
There should be a way. Well, I have to tell you my little story. There was a moment, Tamara, when I was in my weight loss journey where I realized every single thing in my closet was black. I had black shirts, black pants, black long sleeve, black sweaters, black shoes. Like, I swear I looked like Johnny Cash, okay? You remember Johnny Cash when he showed up to the prison, the Folsom prison, head to toe in black? So I realized, you know what, and this wasn't at the end of my losing weight. This was like right in the middle. I started to gain more confidence in the way I looked and the way I felt about myself. And then I realized I'm not a person who wants to wear black clothes from head to toe. I wanted to be me, and I was done hiding, and I started to wear more colors and more patterns in my clothes. And I discovered that the bright clothing made me feel younger, which was really surprising. It was like I just came out of a shell, like a butterfly.
Yeah.
I feel like 10 years younger, if not more.
And you look younger in the bright clothing. So in this episode, we're going to give you 8 dirty lazy girl tips for feeling younger. And it doesn't matter how old you are or what your physical body can do or not do. These tips can help you change the way you feel about your aging body. So join us as we learn how to feel young from the inside out. But first, Stephanie, let's take a quick break.
Well, Tamara, today's episode is brought to you by Dirty Lazy Keto. Get started losing weight while breaking all the rules. This is the full support guide for anyone looking to start the keto diet or for someone who wants to reboot their motivation. As we all know that it can wax and wane. You can check this out anywhere you like to shop for books, including online or in stores like Walmart or BJ's or Barnes & Noble, even Myers. So check it out.
Great. Okay, Stephanie, let's get started with our first one, which we tried to demonstrate for our video audience today, which is one, dress young. Dress in clothes that make you feel young. So what is that for you, Stephanie?
Well, some of our viewers who are watching on a podcast on YouTube, they get to see our cool outfits today. Yeah. I actually kind of dress like this all the damn time, so that's a little bit embarrassing, but I'm going to wear my favorite shirt here. It's a Supreme, and one of our tips is to dress in youthful clothing. That could mean brands or styles that maybe are from your youth or from your kids' stores, whatever. It's not about how it makes you look, because I might look ridiculous, but it makes me feel young.
That's right. What about you?
Do you have any good tips about dressing young?
Oh, yeah, totally. I love you know, like my alma mater clothes, like from the college I graduated from. And then my son, the college he graduated, which happens to be at the same one you did. So I love wearing the college gear. And that makes me feel young. That's one thing. Another is the fun graphic tees, t-shirts, you know, that have like sassy, funny, personalized, you know, sayings on it. In fact, my husband just bought me one. I don't have it to wear today, but it says coffee slut.
Oh, no. Yeah. Watch out, Tamara's getting crazy today.
I know. We're just totally going to embarrass our children as well.
Right. Well, I'm wearing a cool hat. Some of our podcast viewers can see. It says, life is better in a bikini. And nice. I like to wear a lot of fun hats with graphics because I like the flat bill style. It makes me feel young. And I always, when I'm on vacation, I wear hats a lot. So when I wear them, when I'm not on vacation, it makes me feel youthful and playful, like I'm having more free time.
Yeah. Bright colors for sure. Playful patterns. I wore my polka dots today. Polka dots remind me of my youth as well. I don't know why. And again, it may not be for someone else, but so it's kind of like, there's not a set of clothing that's going to make you feel young. It's, you have to look inside, like what makes you feel happy and sunny and energized. And, you know, those are the things that you should look for, whether it be your glasses, your sunglasses, your hat, earrings, whatever.
Cause these are things that make you feel young from the inside, not necessarily look young. That's a very important distinction. Cause I think everybody's always looking for a quick fix. They want to spend some money and then they're disappointed. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. Oh, and by the way, you can't see it on video, but my daughter doused me in glitter because she said that makes me look young. And I have to say, I love a great glitter eyeshadow. My kids tease me about it, but I'm like, that makes me feel young. That's and like awesome. Full of fun.
Yep. I kind of feel that way, Tamara, when I'm wearing like youthful underwear and taking us back to like the bra episode.
Oh yeah.
You know, I have my boring like grandma bras that I wear to work, like the beige and black or whatever. But when I bust out the hot pink bras and the hot pink underwear, Tamara, I feel young again and no one can see them, but it makes me feel great.
Yes. And then also a good supportive bra will make your boobs look young.
Mm-hmm. And make you feel young. Just saying. Yes.
Yeah. No, a good pair of, don't forget the inside clothing as well.
So okay. Tip number two, friends, we want to take you back to high school or college, whenever you felt really youthful and really young. And I want to talk about music, because for me, music has been something that reawoke in me. Like I'd forgotten about it for a while. And then honestly, I remember when, is it Pandora, the free app, Pandora and Spotify kind of came to light. For me, it like brought back music from my youth. Like I hadn't listened to music as an adult in decades.
Yeah.
That's how old I am.
It's so fun. And we were recently on a cruise, my sisters and I, and they had 80s night and they played 80s music. And honestly, we had more fun dancing to that old music. Like, oh my God, we still remembered all the words to the songs and it was fabulous. It was fun.
It makes a big difference, doesn't it? I mean, for me, I can hear like a Belle Biv DeVoe song and I immediately remember being at the concert.
Yes,
or
yes.
Aha, like that was my first one, or Jane's Addiction.
Yeah.
Even, you know, some of the cool rap music. I can just feel myself being back at a party in college or, you know, playing sports in high school and being with my team. It just, it's an easy, cheap fix to feel young again.
Yeah. And I have to say, sometimes I feel the opposite too. Like I really like this modern stuff. And I really like the fact that I'm in my 50s and I listen to like modern rap music and stuff. Like Lizzo's my current favorite artist. So again, some people, if you listen to modern music, it makes you feel old because you know, you're like, you know, I'm not used to this music. But for me, it's the opposite. I actually love the fact that I like the modern music and I know some of the modern artists.
Well, you are kind of cool.
I am just so saying. Cool.
You are.
You're now cool. Just tell my kids that.
But it totally helps too that you work at a college and we both have young teenagers in the house. I mean, I'm constantly hearing them sing the songs like Savage. And then I start singing and learning the words. And then I feel kind of cool myself. So it makes me feel young.
Yeah, me too. And because I work with college students, I want examples of like, and be in the know about things that they're listening to. Then I can give them examples they relate to. So yeah. Got to stay on top.
You can't dry up and get crispy.
No. Well, another way to do that is our third tip, which is to go outside and play. What do you do to play?
Stephanie? You know, I definitely take the lead for my kids. Like when we're on summer vacation, there's a pier that we like to walk on and my kids jump into the water. And you know, the first time they did it, I was terrified because obviously jumping off a pier sounds, you know, a little scary, but more importantly, you have to climb a ladder to get back up. And Tamara, when I was a heavier person, I avoided things like that because I couldn't do it. And so for me now, I have to remind myself, I can do these things. I can swim. I can jump off a pier. I can lift myself out of the water onto a ladder and I can, you know, I can have fun.
You can, and you can take the risk. I mean, it feels a little risky when you're older, you know, like water skiing or these water sports, especially we're bringing up because those are a little bit scary. But so what if you can't, you know, do it the first time or whatever? The trying is a lot of fun. It actually, you forget how fun it is, how much fun it is until you go back and do it. And you're like, oh, I see why as a kid, I enjoy that. It's totally fun.
I think as adults, we get kind of stuck. Like, oh, we have to exercise and it has to be serious. Like I'm going to get in the pool and swim laps, or I'm going to go on a, you know, 4 mile bike ride. And it's all serious. But my kids will just ride their bikes to the park and go down the slide and climb the monkey bars. So when I do things like that, that's more spontaneous and playful, I feel younger inside. I feel joyful.
Yeah. It helps to have kids to drag you to do that, you know, but even if you don't, you can find ways to do that. You know, just think back to your childhood and, you know, do those things again.
Like my parents, Tamara, they, the other anniversary they had recently, they went to Disneyland. And I know this was before all the COVID stuff, but everyone was like, why would someone celebrating like 50 years of marriage go to Disneyland? Well, my mom loves it there. It's youthful. It's fun. They didn't take kids with them. They just went, the two of them. So there's activities that you can do that make you feel good about yourself and make you feel happy and remember your childhood.
Yeah, that's great. Do it. Go play. So number four, we should change up the do.
Well, we certainly did that today, Tamara. Tell the people who can't see you what your hair looks like.
I know. I did two little like ponytail knots on top of my head, kind of like anime-ish, right? Or I don't know how to describe it.
I remember one Halloween, you were Princess Leia and you did your hair similar to that.
I did, yes. And it makes me feel young. It's like little pigtail, a version of pigtails. Well, and then I also dyed my hair like shocking red. It's now faded to pink. So I've got pink hair and two top knots. It's bordering on ridiculous.
That's not the point.
No. And I think it's fun. It's a fun change. I'm like, I'm enjoying, you know, and it's because one of the things that happens when you get older, Stephanie, is that you become more invisible. And one thing about trying a splashy hair color or, you know, crazy little ponytails like I do is that all of a sudden you're not as invisible and it feels nice.
That's powerful stuff, what you just said. I think that's true. As you get older, you know, people definitely look past and you feel like you're not there. So changing up the hairstyle, it makes you feel younger and then you might feel more inclined to speak up and be heard and be seen. So that's powerful stuff.
Tell them what's going on with your hair.
Well, this is what I call my vacation hair. My children know when I do the two braids. And I also have some pink highlights that I've been actually doing for a couple of years now. I probably should mix it up. But my hair is platinum blonde. So, and it's naturally dark brown. So this is something I do regularly. It makes me feel good. I don't really care what people think, to be honest. Like at first I would only do the pink highlights when I was on vacation, like so people at work wouldn't see me. But I have since eased into it and embraced my pink highlights year round.
Nice.
And they've gotten used to my craziness.
Yeah. But it's, again, you know, it brings out your personality, but there's something youthful about it. Experimenting with new things. That's really youthful.
That's really the trick, right? Yeah. And kind of along those same lines, Tamara, I like to have smells from my childhood. And this might seem strange to some people, but my favorite childhood smell, well, aside from like campfires, I love that from camping as a kid. But my other favorite tip is to use a lotion or a perfume that you might have had when you were younger. And mine is Hawaiian Tropic Suntan Lotion. Oh, I love the smell.
It does smell good.
It makes me feel like I'm at the beach.
doesn't it? Yeah. And mine, you know, my childhood favorite smell is that Bonnie Bell lip smackers. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have that? Lip gloss was the thing. And you used to have like cherry and bubble gum. I love those. And they're fun to put back on and remember those crazy
times.
And they
have those too, right? They have like Skittles flavor, mm-hmm. and candy flavors. That would get me in trouble. Then I'd probably start wanting to eat some candy. Yeah, yeah.
But on the other hand too, you know, sometimes it makes you feel young to try new things. So if there are new perfumes, like what's the latest perfume? So you can kind of do the opposite too. You can go back to the old and familiar, but or else try something, you know, trendy and new, like a new perfume or new body wash or new shampoos with, you know, different kinds of smells to them, and just branch out and have fun with that.
That's true. Cause I think as we get older, I know I shouldn't throw my mom under the bus, but sometimes we get in habits where we have the same like Chanel perfume, you know, for like 48 years straight, and it's important to mix it up.
Yeah.
And try go to Ulta, maybe try out some new smells from the new movie stars and stuff, and see if you like something else. It could make you feel younger instead of the same old, right?
Yeah. And when you're talking to the salespeople too, they're putting you in the know. They're like, oh, this is the latest thing, or that's late. And then you walk away going like, oh yes, I know now. I'm in the know.
You're a cool kid.
It makes you feel young. Okay. The next one, this one's yours, Stephanie, where you say to be picky and choosy with your crew. What the heck does that mean?
The crew starts with a K-R-E-W. And I learned the word crew when I was in New Orleans. My husband and I go there quite a bit. We got married there. And in New Orleans for Mardi Gras, they have a crew, and that's like your people. Those are your peeps, and you have your float, and that's what you spend year round. They pay dues. It's like a huge deal. And I'm not going to do justice to the, you know, very small details of their, you know, the float, because I'm not from New Orleans. But it's cool. Like, they hang out, they party together, they build the float together, and they have fun. So I feel the same way. I've applied this to my life, is I cut out all the damn boring people. I don't want to hang out with the old, like, you know, people that are grumpy and negative and complaining. I want to spend my limited free time with my family and friends that make me feel happy and youthful.
Yeah. And it doesn't necessarily mean not hanging out with old people, right?
No, so, like my ukulele club is all senior citizens and me, and they are the most youthful people I've ever met on the planet. They dance, they sing. And the best part, Tamara, is that they're not embarrassed. They're joyful, happy people. And they make me feel willing to take a risk and dance and play something wrong or learn a new chord. They have a good time, and they're teaching me to be youthful.
Yeah, those are the people you want to surround yourself. It made me think of my coworkers, because they are really silly, fun people. I got really lucky, and not everyone has great coworkers. And they make me feel young because they do silly young things. Like when we have a lot of pranks going on around the office. Like, what is this? There's this nasty, ugly apple that they, sorry, student, that they got this from. But a student gave him this ugly apple. Sorry, if you're a teacher, you know, you get like 4,000 apples, especially if you're like elementary school. So when you have the apple, you hide it, try to get rid of it in someone else's office, and you sneak it in there when they're not looking. So that's our latest pranks. But those pranks, like, they're fun and they're youthful and silly. So I'm really happy. I have coworkers who make me feel young.
That's awesome. You got to mix it up, right? You don't want to waste your life. Life is precious and short. And if you want to be happy and youthful and young, you got to gather around with the right people.
That's right.
And they're crazy apples.
That's right. And you also, number 7, should get tech savvy.
My kids really taught me this one, Tamara. You know, my kids are always downloading the latest app, you know, TikTok, of course, or my son watches YouTube constantly and all the different video games, and learning some of the lingo and maybe how to use some of these things have made me feel like my brain is not dried up and worthless.
Yeah.
You ever feel that way? Like trying new things?
Yes. I mean, it's a delicate thing, because sometimes if you're not learning it very fast, it makes you feel old. You're like, oh, I'm just an old person and I can't get it. But if you stick with it, and you remain flexible, And you learn it because you can. Like, that's, you got to get past that thinking that just because I'm older, I can't learn new technology. We both learned that that is not true. Kids get frustrated when they learn new stuff too. They just do it a little quicker. But hang with it, because yes, I feel so good. Like, we've just now added video, and that was another hurdle we had to overcome. We're like, we don't know what we're doing. And so for that minute, you kind of feel insecure about it. But once we've got it, once we get this going, Stephanie, we'll be like feeling all hip and cool with the latest, you know, YouTube videos. Holla.
I'm dancing over here. I'm dancing over here. No, but you're right. It's not the learning of the skill, I think, that makes you feel youthful. I think it's actually a little bit deeper than that. I think it's the ability to try and not be afraid to fail, or to be resilient and come back from that. I think that's actually the valuable part of that lesson, because it's okay to fail. Like, you watch kids learn a foreign language and they stumble and they make mistakes and they say things wrong, but they don't care because they're not self-embarrassed. They're not, you know, mortified about it. But yeah, adults, we're afraid to do anything because we're so petrified of looking silly.
Yeah. And that's an old mindset. Like, you got to get to a young mindset, which is, you know, not so caught up and worried about how you look, you know, and looking ridiculous, because you're going to look ridiculous and you're going to make mistakes. So what?
That's part of the fun. And I learned that actually from Gretchen Rubin. I think she focuses a lot on the value of trying new things, mm-hmm, and new experiences, because it makes your time feel rich and different and special. Those are the best memories of when I try something new.
I agree with you. I mean, they're tough because you have to, you know, maybe be scared for a little bit, but honestly, they are the best moments. They're what you remember.
Right.
Yeah,
I agree. Well, that leads us to number 8, which is pretty fun. I like this tip.
I know.
I have show and tell for this one.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
It's get your sexy on.
Get your sexy on, people.
Okay, girl, what are you going to show us?
Why does getting your sexy on make you feel young, Tamara? What's your thought on that?
Well, I always associate youth with sexiness. And in my mind, like, that's, I don't know, it just feels youthful, and you need energy and vitality. And those are the things that you associate with, you know, having a young mind. So that's why. How do you think about it?
Well, being older doesn't mean you're dead, right? I mean, let's face it. A lot of people think, oh, like, older women, or, you know, they should cut off all their hair and start wearing turtlenecks and long pants and long, you know, skirts down to the ankle. Well, I don't think so. Why not? Why can't you act youthful and fun and bright colors and patterns and styles that make you feel attractive, not to other people, but make you feel attractive in and of yourself?
Yeah.
That's the trick, right?
Yes, it is. And you know what? When we're told a kind of a load of baloney that as you age, you're not a sexual being, but you are. I mean, we just saw a study in sociology where some of the, you know, where the biggest outbreaks of venereal diseases were?
Oh, I can guess.
in rest homes. Hello.
Right? Hello.
So, oh, people, you know, they're sexual beings, and we should celebrate that.
And it makes you feel younger. So embrace that part of your life. Yeah. So I'm going to do my show and tell. You ready?
Oh, boy.
This is going to encourage all of our listeners only listening on Spotify or iHeartRadio or Apple Podcasts. They can tune over to the Dirty Lazy Keto YouTube channel, and then they can also watch us there. So okay, you can do both. So anyway, we had last week we had our episode on swimsuit makeover.
Yes.
I think it was last week. Was it last week?
Yeah.
And one of the tips we had was to think about the underwear you like, and then the underwear that makes you feel good about yourself, and then shop for swimsuits in that way, like Googling that feature, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to give too much away in case they didn't listen. So anyway, I Googled my favorite type of underwear. And I bought myself a new swimsuit.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to show it to you. It's not too sexy, but it makes me feel sexy. That's
now, are you wearing
it? No, I'm not wearing it. That would be horrible, Tamara. This is a clean program. So here's the top. Okay.
Oh, that's adorable.
It looks like a lampshade.
It's right? Cute.
That's the top.
Though.
Okay, kind of modest, right?
Yeah.
And so that's how I roll.
That's adorable.
Lady. But here's the bottom.
Oh, that's super cute.
I'm going to tuck in the tag there. Here's the bottom. Okay. But this is the cutest part. It's very cheeky. It's a cheeky swimsuit. Yeah. And just the word cheeky makes me feel happy. So I'm going to tell everybody the truth. I prefer cheeky underwear. That's what I've learned about myself. Yeah. So when I went on to look for a swimsuit, I Googled a swimsuit, two-piece, cheeky, modest. Yeah. Those were my keywords.
Yeah.
And I feel like $1 million.
And that has bright colors, and it has the cutest fringes on it.
You've ever seen in your whole life. And it was like $20.
Yeah, that's really cute. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I can't wait for you to wear it.
Oh, I might put it on next week for the podcast.
I know. And so bring out your sexy clothes. Like, don't be afraid. Older women can look great. Like, you have a little off the shoulder shirt. I think that looks totally sexy no matter what age. Yes, love
my
that
flash dance look today.
Yes, I love that. You can do maybe shorten your hem a little bit and show a little leg, whatever your asset is, show it off a little bit. And if you're single, people, I know women who are like, oh, I'm too old to date. I'm like, oh, please get on those dating sites. You're old. You're not dead. You can have a great love life, sex life, whatever. I would say get out there and take some risks.
That's
clothing wise, relationship wise, or maybe even a class that taps into your sexuality.
Well, I remember back in our, it was in season one, Tamara, we talked about learning to exercise or like creative ways to No, I think it was called Exercise Doesn't Have to Suck. You remember that episode?
Yeah, I love that one.
You talked about doing a pole dancing class.
And you talked about doing a belly dancing.
Okay. Have you done yours?
No.
I haven't done mine either.
Shoot.
Busted.
I did look for a class and they had
Tamara and Stephanie. We suck.
We're bad. I was about to get my excuses.
Really? It's okay to say we just didn't do it. We're going to just blame it on COVID. That's what everybody
does. But talk about making you feel young. Mm-hmm. I think that would totally do that.
Well, we're going to table that one.
Or at least do some kind of Latin dance, maybe some salsa.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Lap dance.
Oh, no. Tamara did.
I went there. Okay, listeners, do you have some tricks for staying young at heart? We would love to hear them. So tell us your story by emailing Stephanie at dirtylazyketo.com or via Facebook or Instagram at dirtylazyketo. But before we get to our personal favorite hacks, let's take one last break.
Okay, listeners, today's episode is brought to you by Dirty Lazy Keto. Get started losing weight while breaking the rules. And in chapter 2 specifically, I talk about how a simple trip into a dressing room took decades off my age and boosted my self-confidence. I'll share all the details of how I lost 140 pounds inside Dirty Lazy Keto, Get Started Losing Weight. It's available in paperback, ebook, and audio format wherever books are sold.
Okay, let's talk about our hacks. Do you want to go first?
Oh, I have to tell everybody. Here's my hack. This is a good one. Do something ridiculous. Okay. Ridiculous to feel younger. And I'll tell you, for the last 6 years, my family and I, we have ran, it's called the Beta Breakers race in San Francisco. And if you're not familiar with Beta Breakers, it's the oldest foot race in the world, I believe.
I did not know that.
Yes. It's very, very established. It's been going on forever. You can look back at the, forever ago. Yeah. It's all verified.
Okay.
Well, what makes the race special though, Tamara, is that everyone dresses up in crazy and outrageous costumes. Even better, some people run naked.
I was going to say, isn't that the naked race?
Not everyone, but there are some naked people there. I just want to warn you. But what I enjoy about the race is not the naked people, but I like the group costumes. They call it a centipede, where big groups of people at businesses or just friend groups, they get together and they make creative costumes where they all match and run the race together. And it just makes me feel so youthful. It's so fun. And I feel young and fabulous. I'm running with probably 100,000 people complete the race. And I've even volunteered on their board for social media and helped with organizing it. And just to warn you, there are some naked people. There's probably about 30 out of 100 out of 100,000. Yeah, we've actually counted.
That reminds me of those polar bear swimming people do in the middle of winter. They go jump in the ice.
Yeah, it's totally swimming. Like that. It could be like that.
It's totally ridiculous. I have to say, my sister jumped out of an airplane and parachuted on her 50th, or I don't remember which birthday, but
that
I'm
could
like,
make you definitely feel young or terrifying.
I know, but do something crazy. It's
left. Well, can I tell you my favorite costumes that we've had?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I put honestly more thought into this Beta Breakers race than like anything. We plan it for months. Let's just put it that way. I go to thrift stores and get all the little things. So last year, I think my whole family, we were tacos from Taco Bell.
Oh, nice.
I'm serious. Tacos. We've been pirates. We were the whole crew of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, including Oompa Loompas.
That's right. Oompa Loompas. You were an Oompa Loompa, I think.
I don't know what I was. Yes, I was an Oompa Loompa. It's so fun. And we've been superheroes. We've done it all.
Yeah.
It's just the best thing in the world. But it's the point of doing something ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's what makes it fun.
It feels like joyful living, doesn't it? Like it does. That's the way you feel while it's happening.
What about you? Do you have a good hack?
Well, you know, you mentioned volunteering for the race, and that was my hack, is to volunteer for a cause. And the reason I think that makes you feel youthful is a bunch of reasons. But one is you're being useful and you're contributing to society, and it makes you forget about your looks. It's like, you know, when you're out there feeding the homeless, they love and adore you for what you're doing. And so you feel really good. You feel alive because you're making a difference for other people. It also exposes you to different people, like young and old, which is great. Like I've done some volunteering at the animal shelter, and just chasing the dogs around keeps you young. But also you get these little families with young kids, and you're helping them pick out dogs to adopt. And it's just the most wonderful feeling. And the feeling goes beyond just, you know, takes me away from worrying about how I look and how old I am, and more about, you know, doing great things and feeling really good about it. So I recommend volunteering.
Well, listeners, we hope the message has come to you loud and clear that age is just a number. Don't get stuck in a rut. And don't miss out on what life has to offer. You have big dreams to fulfill, and it's going to take some serious chutzpah, as I like to call it, in order to make those happen. So listeners, if you enjoyed today's episode, we'd really appreciate it if you showed your support by leaving an honest review on Apple Podcasts. And Tamara's going to tell you how to do that.
Sure. So to leave a review, you can do it on your iPhone by selecting the purple podcast icon. And then you use the search tool to type in Dirty Lazy Girls. And then a thumbnail will pop up with our logo of the, you know, microphone. Click on that and then scroll down until you see ratings and reviews. And at that point, you'll see some blank stars and you can fill in 5 stars. We appreciate your 5-star review. And then if you want to actually leave a message or a review in writing, which we also really appreciate because we read them all and appreciate them all, then you scroll down and select leave a review and then type in your review and hit okay, and you're good to go.
Tamara, I have one I can read from that we got on May 29th.
Oh, let's hear it. Over here.
This is from Janie. She says, I am so glad I found you. I am not really sure how I stumbled onto your podcast, but I am so happy I did. Not only am I happy, but I feel relief. Thank you for sharing your inspirational story. I just got your book, Dirty Lazy Keto, Get Started, and I am feeling hopeful. Maybe someday I can share my story. Thank you, Janie.
Oh, that's very nice. Love to hear it.
So thank you, listeners, for joining us on another week of Dirty Lazy Girl Podcast. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dirty Lazy Girl Podcast.
And don't forget to visit dirtylazyketo.com, where you can join the conversation and gain access to all kinds of free content to help you on your dirty lazy journey.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, consider supporting us. by subscribing, rating, and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts.
Be sure to stay tuned for our next Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, where we give you even more tips and support.
You don't have to be perfect to be successful.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.